Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
You would please open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. This is God's Word. "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith he still speaks even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God." I want you to say that with me. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. "Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they're looking for a country of their own. If they'd been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. I want to talk with you this morning about the nature of biblical faith. What does it mean when we talk about having faith? The Bible says that this is very, very, very important. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Say that with me again. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's impossible. It's not more difficult. It's not a really small chance. No chance. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You can't please God without faith. Is that clear? Well, then how important is faith? That's essential, okay? I don't like to have to go without air conditioning, and I'm very grateful that we have air conditioning in this room right now. But I could live without air conditioning. I just don't like to, okay? Oxygen, on the other hand, I have to have, okay? I mean, take away the air conditioning, I get uncomfortable. Take away the oxygen, I get dead, right? I mean, that's the way it works. Okay, well, faith is essential like oxygen is essential. It's not something that's just helpful. It's essential. There's no substitute for it. But The kind of faith that's being talked about here is faith in God. It's not just faith in general. It's not just faith in faith. Your faith is only as good as its object. If I believe that this ladder will hold me, and so I just believe it. I have faith in this ladder. I got this ladder from Ace Hardware, and I have confidence in the company, and I have confidence in the product, and I just believe this will hold me. And so I start up the ladder. Well, it turns out it's a ladder that is designed to carry no more than 75 pounds. Am I going to be in trouble? You better believe it. If that ladder is only designed for 75 pounds, it might stretch and handle 100. Might even stretch and handle 125. It might even stretch and handle twice what it's rated for. Folks, I'm more than twice what it's rated for. And so no matter how much I believe in Ace Hardware, and I believe in this ladder, I'm going to come crashing down because the object of my faith was not up to what I wanted it to do. You understand that? The object is what determines how good your faith is. That's why Jesus says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, get up and be cast into the sea, and it will obey. So what does that mean? That means if you are trusting God to do what God has said, God always does what he says. And if God is saying he wants that mountain cast into the sea, then you can declare the word of God, and no matter how impossible it seems, it'll happen. God is not writing you a blank check and saying, hey, look, I'm putting you in charge of the creation now. You go out there and move mountains around anywhere you want. All you got to do is speak it and believe it. It's not what he says. It's a matter of believing God's word and seeing God do what only God can do. And that becomes very clear in this passage, as you see person after person after person who experienced miracles in their life as they obeyed God. Please get that. They experienced miracles as they obeyed God. Who's the guy who walked to Jesus on the water? Jesus is walking on the water. One of the disciples says, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Who was it? It was Peter. Okay? And what made it possible for Peter to walk on water? Well, I think he had really large feet. No, that's not it. The thing that made it possible for Peter to walk on the water was that Jesus said, come. Jesus didn't make a speech. He didn't have to. All it took was one word. If Jesus says come, you can come. That is really good news. That is really good news. He gives you the capacity to do what he commands. He doesn't just say come and then you try and he says, I knew you couldn't do it. No. He says come and you can come. Say, but I've never done this before. That's all right. But it looks impossible. It is apart from God. If your faith is as small as a mustard seed, but your faith is in him, then miracles are going to happen when you do what he says. Is that clear? It's not how big your faith is. Jesus is repeatedly calling his disciples, you have a little faith. Because they had this kind of tentative, you know, I wonder if kind of faith. But he says, it's really not the size of your faith. After he calls them little faith, he says, actually, if your faith is as small as a mustard seed, you can still see miracles. But it's about where your faith is. Is your faith in God? Or is your faith in faith? Is your faith in yourself? Well, honey, you just got to believe in yourself. Well, what exactly do you believe about yourself? I can do anything if I just put my mind to it. Great, be an elephant. Can you do that? Nope. I mean, we have a school system that tells kids over and over and over again, you can be anything you want to be. That's absolute rubbish. You cannot. Boys cannot be girls. Girls cannot be boys. Got it? Now, our government doesn't understand that. And our schools are being told that they can't tell kids that they can't be something they're not. I mean, there may be a bunch of future presidents out there if our country lasts that long. But there are a whole bunch of people out there. Well, let's put it this way. If you got a room with 22 pupils, they can't all be the president of the United States. Right? Because it's a 4-year term. They'd have to take turns. We can't all be. I could never have played in the NFL. Now, there are some things, by the grace of God, that I'm capable of doing that not everybody else can do. But there's a whole lot of stuff that I just couldn't do. Oh, Pastor Wood, if you had set your mind to it, really worked on it, you'd be amazed at what you could do. Yeah, yeah, true. But that doesn't mean I could be anything I want to be. I can't be 6'4". I can't. Well, I could wear lifts, you know. You don't want to see Pastor Wood in high heels, I'll tell you this. But, I mean, Jesus said, which of you by worrying can add a single cubit to his height? You can't do it. I really think I'd have more fun if I was blonde. Okay? Well, you can make your hair blonde, but you will not be blonde. There are certain things that are just given, and you have to accept those things. Please understand that. You can make better use of the brain you've got, but you will always have the brain you've got if you take care of it. But I can learn to think better. Yes, you can. Most people go in the opposite direction. Okay? They take what's been given and they get dumber. Now let me tell you something. If your faith is in God, you're in good shape. If your faith is in yourself, I just believe in me. Remember the I believe I can fly? No, you can't. And it doesn't work that way. I mean, it just doesn't. It's not going to happen. You and I need to understand that when it talks about faith, it's talking about faith in God. And that is not just a set of beliefs. It's not just certain things we check off a list, but it does involve certain specifics. Look again at verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Now, that's not a complete list of everything you need to believe. But it is a reminder that certain specifics of faith are non-negotiable. Faith in God is not just believing whatever I want to believe about God. It's believing the truth about God as he has revealed it. I think we need to have a conference where we sort of reimagine God. I think I could relate to him more easily if I could picture him as like a mother who is, you know, kind of like my granny, and, you know, real comforting and never punishes me. And I'd kind of like to view God that way. Well, that's called idolatry is what that is. And it's blasphemous. And I don't care if it becomes a book that sells as a bestseller in the Christian bookstores. It is blasphemous idolatry. And if seminary professors hold conferences and denominations celebrate it, and people want to write on their blogs that they've been talking to God lately and she is telling them this, it's because we have a bunch of idolatrous blasphemers calling themselves Christians in the church today. And there needs to be wide-scale repentance because the wrath of God is being poured out on our land and on the churches right now. There are certain things you have to believe, or it's not biblical faith. And one of them is that he exists. Not that it exists, not that she exists, that he exists. God revealed himself that way. You must believe that he exists and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That and other things that God tells us about himself are essential. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. So, well, I believe there are many gods. Well, then you're totally wrong. Well, I believe that God, you know, used to be a man and he worked his way into being a God. That's what Mormonism teaches. Let me tell you something about that. It's a lie. It's a lie. Oh, I know some Mormons and they're really nice people. I know some Mormons who are really nice people. Doesn't mean that they're right. So just believing what you want to believe about God doesn't make it so. And it doesn't make it biblical faith, even if it gives you warm feelings. God is the one who has revealed himself in his word, which points us to his perfect, final revelation of himself, which is Jesus. And if you want to know God, you need to know his word and you need to trust Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood.
Did you know that along with being an excellent Bible teacher, Pastor Wood has authored over a dozen books? We'd like to encourage you to visit pastorwood.org for resources and books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife Susan. You can also listen to or download teachings by Pastor Wood 24/7. Please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
So, there is essential content to biblical faith. Certain things you must believe, but it doesn't stop there. It also has to be expressed. You can call this confessing your faith. Confessing your faith. And you do it with your words and with your actions. If my wife says to me, honey, would you please get me some coffee? And my response is, sure, darling, I'd do anything for you. I love you so much. You just sit right there and just know that I'm your man and I'm devoted to you, and doing what pleases you brings me joy. That's what it's all about, dear. I'll always be there for you. What's my wife starting to think? Where's my coffee? Right? She didn't ask for a speech, she asked for coffee. Well, that would involve getting up out of my recliner. Okay? I'd have to walk across the room and down the stairs and into the kitchen. I'd rather just talk to her about the fact that she can count on me. There are a lot of people like that in their relationship with God. They'll make speeches and prayers and sing songs and, oh God, I'm yours. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm just so glad to be a child of God. It's wonderful. And God says, you remember what I told you to do? It's not enough to say it. You got to live it. And what we see in this chapter is that true confession is both words and action. And it's not action like, hey, watch what I will do for you, God. It's obedience. God wants his children to obey him. Obey him. So, look at verse 7. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. He became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. What did he do? He built a boat. Is that what I need to do? Only if God tells you to. He didn't build a boat because he thought it would be a good idea. God gave him an exact design, the dimensions, the materials to use. He did exactly what God said. He built it just the way God said. It was an act of obedience, and it took about 100 years. Okay? How long have you been obeying God for something that hadn't happened yet? You do what God says for as long as it takes, and you trust Him with the outcome. Your job is not the results. Your job is the obedience. Do what God says. And as you obey, God will bring His plan to fruition at the right time. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. That is one of the most difficult verses in the Bible, and it's one that has frustrated me, because I've seen people have to do it. And I don't like that. I mean, if I'm going to go somewhere, I want to know where I'm going. Abraham was told to leave family, job, everything that was familiar, and go, and he didn't even know where he was going. But he went. Look at what it says. He obeyed and went. That's the key. That's what faith looks like. That's how you recognize real faith. It starts with obey. You do what God says. See, man, I read these stories in the Bible about all these people experienced miracles in their life, and I wish God would do a miracle in my life. Well, why don't you try doing what God told you to do? Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm afraid something bad might happen. It might not work out. What might not work out? I might not be able to pay the bills. I might have a hard time. You will have a hard time. Whether you obey or not, you will have a hard time. You do the right thing, you will have a hard time. You do the wrong thing, you will have a hard time. I would much rather be hurting because I did the right thing than hurting because I did the wrong thing. So, faith is absolutely essential, like oxygen. It involves not just believing, it involves believing the truth, trusting in God. It's only as good as its object. If you're believing with all your heart in something else, you are out of luck. We've got people on this planet right now who believe that if they kill a bunch of us and die in the process, they will immediately be ushered into paradise, all their sins forgiven, and they will receive as a prize 70 virgins. That's their picture of heaven. Let me tell you something. Every single one of those people has been disappointed. Every single one of them. Because no matter how sincerely you believe something, if it's not true, it's not true. But I really believe. We grow up in a culture that starts when kids are small and teaches them that it doesn't matter what you believe, just that you believe. That's a lie. That's a lie from the devil. What you believe is absolutely essential. If you believe the wrong thing, it won't make it true. That's why we need to know God's word, is so that we know truth. So, if you really have faith, it's going to show up in the form of obedience. You will say what God says, and you will do what God says. And in that, God will be pleased and glorified.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.